This is a special best of edition of today's issues. This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
It's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got another 25 minutes of learning to go. Learning University is on the air, and we've got the last third of our class time here together. Tim with Ed and JJ on American Family Radio. You can watch the show on Facebook, Today's Issues. Just Today's Issues, Facebook Live. We are streaming there. You can also send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Listen on the AFR app. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday. As Ed says, making you a smarterer, betterer person. That's our goal. Hey, one of my questions was, how many toes does a dog have? And our last caller, I think from Arkansas or from Texas.
I think it was Linda, maybe.
Linda answered correctly. It's 18. So you got four toes on the back, and you got four, for lack of a better term,
each
normal
foot.
Traditional toes.
Each paw.
But you got the declaw.
Dew claw.
Yeah, the dew claw. The dew claw. And JJ, you said, how can we best remember that?
Yeah, the best way to remember that is with that song, Dew Claw, oh, Dew Claw, oh, do you remember me?
Oh, Dew Claw, Dew Claw. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
That's a good way to
remember that.
And then you don't have to call your veterinarian and ask him to bother him over the weekend or whatever.
Right.
Just remember
that little
the song.
That extra toe.
That's it.
Hey, JJ, now we did talk about where you've been. Where are you going?
This next week, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you for asking. Pregnancy Resource Center of Metro Richmond. It's their annual fundraising gala, a dinner, and a great cause, and I can't wait. That's next Thursday.
And mediocre entertainment.
Mediocre entertainment / speaker. No, you know
how do you go and invite you to come speak somewhere? What website?
JJJasper.com. And some crazy things are happening. I was in Kansas 2 weeks ago for their 30th anniversary. It was the largest crowd they've ever had in the history of the ministry and the most money raised. Last week I was in Iowa, same thing, most money they've raised for their pregnancy center in the history of the ministry. And last night it was the 7th annual thing, they says the largest crowd they've ever had. So,
what do you attribute that?
Well, I think good planning on their part, but
well, no, it doesn't hurt having
what a
nationally famous radio personality coming. That doesn't hurt either. So.
It's a real honor. It is humbling when they tell you that, but yeah, I'm excited. They said ticket sales were way ahead of I don't know if it's how they're doing it on the seats for Virginia, but they said they're way ahead of usual. So if you wanted to show up, contact the folks
get
there.
Get busy.
Yeah.
Go to jjjasper.com, right?
Back to the phones.
All right, we go now to Oklahoma, where the wind comes whistling down the plains. Hamilton is on the line.
We just got cliche city today, don't
Oh,
we?
It's... Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. And I've told...
He's never heard that
you
one.
You never hear a discouraging word.
Well, now, Hamilton's only 11 years old, so I don't know that he even knows. Hamilton, you ever heard of the musical Oklahoma?
Yeah, my mom watched it when she was a kid.
It's making us feel old.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Well, Hamilton, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
And actually, my name is Kiana.
Kiana.
Oh, Kiana. I don't know how Hamilton got up here, but.
Well, that's my last name.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so Kiana.
I would like
Kiana?
To do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the one about the banana.
All right. Bananas don't actually grow on trees. Kiana, is that true or false?
That is true, because their trunk is actually not wood. It's kind of like a squishy material.
It is absolutely true, because they actually grow on giant herbs. So you got it.
Way
got it right.
Kiana, that's a beautiful name. Uh-huh. Is that what she said? That is a beautiful name. You're a very smart young lady. I was leaning trees right there, but no, bananas grow on... Well, you know what? Come to think of it now, I have seen bananas in Israel. They grow a lot of bananas, and they're on stalks, I would call them, not necessarily trees.
Yeah.
Not trees.
Here's the deal.
Yeah? What is
now,
the deal?
I was a little bit alarmed to find out that bananas don't grow on trees, but I can tell you this. money don't grow on trees, but I've been telling the little ones that for many years. I gather them all together, and I make all those absurd requests. I say, hey, listen, money don't grow on trees. So I knew that right, but I didn't know about the bananas.
That kind of always got posed as a question to me. It wasn't a matter of fact. It was a, do you think? My mom or dad would say, do you think money grows on trees?
Right,
yeah. And kind of in the same sentence about being raised in a barn.
Yeah. So. Were you?
Yes.
Were you raised in a barn?
And you think your mom or dad would know the answer to that. Yeah, they wouldn't have to ask you.
I didn't know which way to stay out.
Yeah.
Keep that door closed. We're not heating the whole neighborhood.
Right.
Were you raised in a barn?
I will pull this car over right now. Or I'll turn it around. Right. Go 600 miles back home.
When everybody knows you're just 25 miles from the beach.
Right.
Come on, Dad.
Still don't call your dad a liar.
No, you did that once, didn't you?
Yeah, my wife did with her dad.
Yes.
Got pulled over. They were about an hour from the beach going on vacation, and he said, I'll pull this, turn this car, or pull it over, turn it around. She said, no. She was like eight. No, you won't. That was a bad idea.
Was that before or after she tugged on Superman's cape?
No. She'll tell the story. Her dad pulled the car over, station wagon, back in those days, talking about early 70s, pulled the car over, and she got torn up.
After she tugged on Superman's cape.
She remembers. She didn't ever
pull the mask on the old Ranger.
And you don't mess around with Jim.
That's right.
Hey, all right, Kiana, what's your question for us?
Okay, how does mistletoe get transferred from, how do you get it onto a tree?
All right, your phone was messing up a little bit. I was having a hard time hearing that. Could you guys hear that?
Say it again.
How does mistletoe get put on a tree?
How does mistletoe get put on a tree?
I think this is probably a riddle, but it's a fungus. So it's actually a fungus that winds up killing a tree. But, of course, people, get the mistletoe
and
out.
Somehow that's romantic.
Hang it in the doorway. Yeah, but this is going to be one of those. It seems like I've heard this riddle.
It's a riddle. It's going to be a funny thing.
I'm drawing a blank. You need to go ahead and tell us.
You got us. What's the answer?
A bird eats the fruit, and it gets the seed stuck on its beak, and it wipes it onto another tree when it flies there.
Okay, not a riddle. Yeah,
all right, so
very
that's
interesting.
Actually, okay, that's a very good trivia question.
But a bird we're talking about?
Bird?
Like if you
eats
have a
the berries or
bird
something?
In the hand?
Yes.
It would be like two in the banana bush.
You're not going to do your
whole lot. Is that a related riddle?
Yes.
Are they joined?
They are all tied together.
Okay, all right.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We go to North Carolina. Gail is on the line. Gail, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. I enjoy every Friday.
Thank you.
Well,
Gail,
appreciate it. Even if we're not on, we hope so. Friday's an awesome day.
she enjoys the show.
Your time's the best.
Thank you, Gail.
Your time's the best.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both and bring some Gale Force answers to the questions?
Well, two of mine have been answered, so I'll try the one about the musical instruments.
Here it is. It's multiple choice. What is the world's best-selling musical instrument? Is it A, a guitar, B, drums, or C, harmonica?
I'll say guitar.
No, that's not that's
Are you
not
serious?
Right.
That's what I would have guessed. Guitar's not? What
it's
is?
Not. Well, there's two left.
Two more left.
Now it's between drums or harmonica. World's best-selling musical instrument.
What I'm thinking.
Good try, though, Gail.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, it's not a guitar. I would have said the same thing, Gail. That was a great try. And we may find out one day JJ's wrong. but it'll be too late because the show will be over. And we would have moved on with life.
You look how many years they told us there were this many planets.
Right.
And so now we got.
Yeah, then they changed.
It's out whatever you want the answer to be. Yeah. Hey, Gail, what's your question for us?
In what North Carolina town was Abraham Lincoln born?
He was born in North Carolina?
No, he was Abraham Lincoln. He was born in Kentucky, Gail.
No, he wasn't.
Uh-oh. Oh, we got a scrap.
Was.
Scrap between Kentucky and North Carolina. Well, I certainly don't. I certainly don't know the answer, Gail. What's your answer?
He was born on Puzzle Creek in Bostic, North Carolina.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
And
his mother, Nancy Hanks, was an unwed mother, and her father married her off to Mr. Lincoln, and she moved to Kentucky.
I think President Trump's going to open up the Abraham Lincoln files next week, and more of this will become clear to us.
That's right.
Don't you think so?
Now, I'll tell you one little bit of a misnomer. You see all these license plates, license tags in Illinois that say Land of Lincoln, and he was born in Kentucky, but they say that because he moved to Illinois and spent a large time, but all the history that I've seen has him born in Kentucky.
Gail says, where'd you get this information, Gail?
There is a Lincoln Museum in Bostic, North Carolina.
That's interesting.
Well, we're gonna listen, I don't have a dog in this fight, so
it's a roadside trap. That's just a tourist trap, Gail. They just want to sell those little gadgets.
Okay, well, I tell you what. We're here in Tupelo. Michelangelo was born here. Drop on by any time, and we got a place you can see.
No. Hey, you know, that is interesting, but I'm going to have to stick to the historical facts that I've heard and seen for so many years being a native.
Now, Gail, are you from Bostic?
No, I'm not. I'm from Forest City, Ellenboro.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm going to have to look that up.
All right, Gail. Thanks, Gail. Is an excellent trivia question. And it's going to put
trivia challenge.
Everyone's going to be going to Wikipedia now. So you've done the job of getting people to be interested in history. Thank you, Gail.
Wikipedia, and then scoot right on over to Snopes.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time for this show.
All right, I've got one question left. What famous American gangster was known as Scarface? That's what I've got left.
Here's what I've got. What is the world's best-selling musical instrument, drums or harmonica? Then here's the second question. Caracool and Dorset are types of what? Caracool and Dorset are types of what?
All right, not diamonds.
Not diamonds.
Okay.
Unicorns.
It could have been diamonds. Unicorns. And you would have just messed me up.
Well, that's true. And they weren't the two first men to land on the moon.
No. So that's been helpful because you've eliminated two things for our listeners.
People are thinking about.
It's not astronauts, not diamonds.
Well, so I said unicorns, so did I eliminate?
You helped.
It was
as
Neil
well.
Armstrong and those two fellas.
Caracool?
Yeah, Caracool.
Caracool and Dorset. If you remember that group, man, they had some real smooth harmony.
Caracool, I think, is a villain from Dungeons and Dragons, isn't it?
Yeah, and the other one is a tropical drink.
Involving using coconut. Yeah.
All right, my question, what's missing from a navel orange? You got a navel orange? There's something missing right there, and it's not the soul. it's something else from a navel orange.
I like JJ's original answer.
Yeah, which is
belly button lint.
All right, back to the phone. Let's get as many calls in as we can.
But I'm just hearing the news guy. Something's missing from the naval orange. Details at 10.
All right, we go to Mississippi. Bob is on the line. Bob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I was going to say, what a fine group of good fellows.
Well,
I was going to knock Tim off by answering his navel orange question.
Do you know it?
I'm going to go with. These are a lot of puns. I'm going with the Scarface.
Oh, you're going to go with the Scarface? All right. Which one do you want to answer? The navel orange or the Scarface one?
I'm going with the Scarface.
All right. What famous American gangster was known as Scarface?
I believe that was Al Capone.
It was Al Capone.
Nicely done.
Alphonse Capone was nicknamed Scarface.
Well, he's the most famous gangster of all time, probably.
Oh, I don't
Chicago
know.
Chicago-based,
Chicago-based,
You ever heard that song, The Night Chicago Died? It's It's about that.
Is it about?
It's about Al Capone. Al Capone? And
now, is he the one that, on, you know, with all that criminal activity, did he have calling cards that say he was a furniture salesman or something like that? It seems like I've heard.
Oh, well, he always said he was a businessman, but they had all kinds of businesses. I wouldn't surprise.
But they wound up getting him on tax evasion or something, wasn't it? Something simple instead IRS. Of all those murders and everything.
Yep. 11 years.
Right. He also big into smuggling Naval oranges.
Yes,
a lot of people.
A lot of people
didn't know the money that was in that back then.
That's right.
You saw that 2020 investigation where they had that guy embedded in his operation.
Yeah, I saw it.
And embedded in
Ted
his
Koppel.
Naval
Ted Koppel,
orange Ted operation.
Koppel. Remember Ted Koppel did night after night
undercover.
Al Capone and Naval Oranges?
It was
something else. It rocked America there for about 2-3 weeks.
Didn't Geraldo have a bad...
Geraldo.
He opened the safe to see how many Naval Oranges were going to be in there.
I said,
All right, Bob, what's your question for us?
Okay, my question would be... It might be toward J.J. and Tim. This is a deep thought question. When I was growing up, I had a bunch of uncles like you guys, and they'd ask us questions like this. So if you're ready, here we go.
Okay.
If Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence and Pete fell off, who would be left?
Don't say it, Tim. Don't do it. Because if you do it, he's going
to
say it.
Y'all be trying to figure this one out all
That's
day
exactly
now.
Right. If you say Repeat, then he's going to ask the question again. Then when you give the right answer, he's going to ask it again. And we're going to be stuck here for a while. In kind
like
of
a broken record?
In a vortex.
Yeah,
a learning university vortex.
Groundhog Day?
Yes.
That. You have to think about it.
That's right. Thanks, Bob.
Hey,
have a great weekend.
Bob. So what about Bob? That's what I always want to know. All right, should we keep going?
Which is another Bill Murray movie.
Yes, Bill Murray.
I just mentioned Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
You said, what about Bob?
What about Bob?
Classics.
Yes, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. One of his best jokes on that movie. Although, folks, please do not email us if you're schizophrenic. We're not making fun of schizophrenia, all right?
JJ and I are just going to be quiet.
I just don't want people saying you think there's something funny about schizophrenia.
Have you put your shovel up?
What?
Have you put your shovel up?
No, I'm going to move along now.
Quit digging your hole.
I'm going to go to Kansas.
All right.
Kansas and Josiah is on the line. Josiah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, sir, I like that.
Well, I was going to do both, but he just answered my question, which was Al Capone. So I don't remember some of the other questions.
Okay. I've got one. What's the world's best-selling musical instrument? We're down to drums or harmonica. You got a 50-50 shot there.
We'll try that one.
All right. What about it? What's the world's best-selling musical instrument, drums or harmonicas?
Drums.
No. It's
got to be harmonica.
It's harmonica.
Because they're so small.
No, I was shocked when I saw this. I almost want to look this up and challenge it because I just saw the question and answer. But I thought, there's no way.
In the world?
Guitar or drums would be more. Yeah, there must be a lot more people sitting around a campfire than I'm aware of.
Over in the Congo?
I guess so. Because
Bangladesh?
Guitar just seemed like I'm with you and that lady.
Alaska?
That would, but
it's
drums,
around,
everybody,
wait, wait a
everybody
second, wait
has
a second.
Drums.
Are you objecting to your own question?
No, I am going to fact check it because usually I do have a little background to offer, but I don't. On this one, I just saw it, and I said, that's interesting. Here's the question. Here's the
answer.
But it
might be what Tim's saying. It's so small that anyone could, you know.
It can go in your suitcase, your duffel bag.
The guy up on the Alps, when he's through playing the Ricola, big long horn, he can get his harmonica out. Somebody in the village sitting around.
It's all over the world.
You're eating antelope. You know, somewhere.
In the desert of the Sahara.
Yeah.
But you can have a pretty crude drum and do that too, just about anywhere.
Yeah. All right. So.
Well, I thought drums because there's so many different varieties of them.
Yeah.
That maybe.
I'm with you on that. But the answer is harmonica. So there you go. If you want to get somebody a Christmas gift, know that it's popular.
Mm-hmm. What's your question?
Give them a harmonica.
Yeah. What's your question for us, Josiah?
I have a history question for you, an American history question. I'm going to give you some facts about a person, and I want you to tell me who he is. He was He was an explorer, a frontiersman, a hunter, a trapper, an author, and a clerk. And he explored the Rocky Mountains, the North American West and Southwest, and he was widely known as the man who was the first American to map out and to cross a 20-mile stretch of the South Pass of the Great or the Continental Divide, which later became part of the Oregon Trail. What's his name?
It's one. Okay. Don't say anything. Don't answer this. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Four people come to mind to me. You got Davy Crockett.
I don't.
You got Daniel Boone.
I'll give you one last clue.
You got the.
I'll give you one last clue.
Lewis and Clark.
He's going to give us
all
one.
All right.
Last.
What's the last clue?
He was also known as being, well, he was named by an author who wrote a book about him as God's Mountain Man.
Dean Martin. No. A lot of people don't know this. They just think Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. He had a life before Hollywood.
Before Hollywood,
I saw that.
Dean Martin.
Yeah, it was a documentary on A&E, I think it was.
But okay, anyway. So Lewis.
I'm thinking Lewis and Clark were in that genre and did those kinds of things.
But he's saying one person.
I know it could have been one of the.
How about Kit Carson? Because I'm thinking, he said Northwest. Yeah. I don't know the Davy Crockett.
I was thinking about that. He just kind of wound up.
All right, so we have some different answers. We got Lewis and Clark. We got Kit Carson. We got Dean Martin.
Yeah, what is it?
Any of us even close?
No.
Okay.
Who is it?
His name is Jedediah Strong Smith, and he was actually forgotten about for many, many years until the early 19th century, the truth about what he had done had come about. Huh. And he was actually inspired by Lewis and Clark's journal.
Okay.
That's what inspired him to want to be. At the age of 13, he became a clerk on a ship on the Great Lakes.
Wow.
He was a very interesting character, and I'm reading a book currently to my little boys about him.
Huh. Was that like in that book that said do hard things, and it was a challenging youth that you don't have to just sit around and play video games, and he was one of the ones mentioned in that book about what all they were able to accomplish at 13, 14, 15 years old?
We got to go.
He may have, because in his early 20s, he joined up with General Ashley and began to become a fur trapper.
Wow.
Okay, hey, we got to go. Great question, though. Thank you. Appreciate
good,
it.
Good trivia.
What was the gentleman's name?
Jedediah
Smith.
Yeah.
And they had a middle name there.
All right. We are about out of time.
All my questions are answered.
Are they?
Here's what I've got. Caracul and Dorset are types of what? What say you guys?
Wait, Devin, our producer, he didn't know you were going to ask this question. He's got an answer.
What do you think?
Fish fins.
No, but that Dorset. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Dorset.
That's sheep.
Oh,
types
okay.
of sheep.
Caracul.
Caracul, sheep.
Caracul and Dorset.
How do you know the difference?
One, whenever you're leaving after you've been around them, they go, come back. And they do it in a little different way than the other one does.
What's missing from a navel orange?
I have no idea.
Anybody?
Uh-uh.
Seeds.
Oh,
okay.
All right, I know what I'm shopping for this weekend.
Does it not beg the question?
What came first?
No. How do you reproduce? How do you reproduce a navel orange if you don't have any seeds?
And if you're going to have a seed spitting contest at the county fair, somebody shows up with those oranges, that's ruined for everybody.
Yeah, it's ruined it.
The mysteries of life.
It is a mystery.
We'll continue our quest for those this time next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.